Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Animatronic Dinosaurs, and I am once again Allie Rosen, joined by
Joshua Nolan.
Woo, Josh, you're a little loud there. Let's pull it down.
Joshua Nolan.
Keep saying your name.
Joshua Nolan.
Woo! Okay, this is what happens when we don't do a good sound check.
All right.
And we're good.
Are we good?
Yeah. My voice is long dead.
It sounds good.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah. We are going to have a guest on the show today. A possible regular actor in the future.
Ooh.
His name's Alex. And so we'll introduce him when he gets here. He's going to be a couple minutes late. It's our final show of the year. You got any things you want to say before we start the show off?
This was really fun. I wanted to do this freshman year. Didn't do it. Just had the movie nights, didn't talk about them at all, but I wanted to talk about them, and here we are. So I'm glad we're doing this. This is a great year.
Yep.
And this is a pretty good year for movies too. I mean, 2017 is only going to get better. But
yeah, looking at 2017, it's going to be nuts. I actually just put together a schedule of releases. It's going to be like the 27. It's like 27. My 27 release schedule. I put all the trailers that have it, and there's like. Oh, by the way, so we got more information about the Cloverfield movie. It actually
wasn't that crazy? I still can't believe that.
It got pushed to October 27th.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense because we haven't heard anything about it outside of
that's 4 days before Halloween, so that's awesome.
And it also opens up next to Saw Legacy, so now I don't have to see Saw Legacy.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Hopefully...
That's going to be when we're in school.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, we'll be able to talk about it on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Awesome. Yeah, 2016 has been a pretty crazy year. I mean, so when we started this show, it'll be known for that. And be the
Did you see the Did you see the Mummy trailer?
I've seen all the. I watch all the trailers. You should
Mummy
know this.
Trailer. Oh, looks so good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other trailers came out.
Mummy. We saw the new Baywatch.
Baywatch. Yup. That was.
We saw a trailer for Spider-Man, which was.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Me being the guy. Okay. Now Spider-Man's jumped up to. One of the most anticipated of 2017. That trailer was amazing. The
trailer's so good looking.
Like, I just was surprised by it. I wasn't expecting it to be that good.
Yeah. Also, can we just talk about how good looking he is? I mean,
he looks like. What? I think he's going to be the best Spider-Man. I think we're going to have him for longer than all the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see Sony getting rid of him anytime soon.
No. And they did it right this time. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, Spider-Man 2 is still the best movie. I don't care.
We will see.
Oh, no. I don't think it will be anymore, but...
Homecoming, honestly, the tone they're going with it just looks awesome. Yeah,
and the villain looks amazing. I mean, villain looks scary, generally evil.
Yeah, and I like how... I think they're doing a decent amount of practical effects with him, which is good, because I'm kind of sick and tired of the giant skybeam effect. Which, if you guys don't know, the giant skybeam effect is a...
Every movie.
Yeah, every superhero movie of the last, 10 years has been ends with a giant blue, but usually blue skybeam. I think was Avengers started it.
Avengers.
We have the new Fantastic Four stick did it. Suicide Squad did it. I mean, you could kind of count. Yeah, it's ridiculous. There's a really funny supercut I think from the Screen Junkies did of all of the blue skybeams. I'm gonna see if I can pull that up.
It's just kind of. Just so common, and it's kind of
funny that all of them happen. Oh yeah, Independence Day resurgence. It's just funny that literally every movie has got a giant skybeam in it, and it just happens to be like it's not even like any other like possible situation. It's always just a giant skybeam.
Yeah,
and it's so hilariously cliche, and but it's so real because everyone has it. It's kind of one of those just strange cliches. Like you didn't really realize that it was a strange cliche, but it's totally true.
Yeah.
Ugh. Suicide Squad.
Man of Steel. Oh, that one with the.
Another skybeam. Yeah. That was a reverse one because that went into the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, no, the skybeam.
Oh, Iron Man in 2008. Remember at the very end with the electricity when he fries him.
Yeah, I guess you could count that.
Lots of them.
Yeah,
lots
of I mean, Avengers is the one I think most people
Avengers
think of.
Avengers is the one that started it.
Yeah, because it's a literal blue skybeam.
Yeah,
it would open up a hole in the sky, and things are coming through it. And then everyone wanted a giant sky. And the Independence Day resurgence.
Yeah.
And that. Guess the original? No, the original didn't. Like, I think the skybeam effect needs to be a continuous thing. Like, it needs to be constantly, needs to be like a constant thing.
It can't be like the first one where they just fry.
Yeah. Like the first,
the first one just dropped it.
It's like it has to be a continuous thing that our heroes need to, defeat. And it has to be something that's continuously going on so that they can stop it. Speaking of which, Suicide, I believe the Blu-ray dropped recently. And Suicide Squad. Can we talk about Suicide Squad for a second?
Why?
We didn't really go into depth in it back in, because we didn't have a show, but I was so disappointed by that movie.
Okay, well, wait,
pause. Here we go.
That's on one of the top five words, so we're gonna wait for that.
All of the Giant Skybeams. Ghostbusters, giant green skybeam. Okay. Independence Day Resurgence, giant blue skybeam. Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, giant skybeam. Avengers, giant skybeam. Captain America the First Avenger, giant skybeam. Iron Man, giant skybeam.
Wait, which was one the first Avenger?
It was the Tesseract did it when he launched into the air.
What? Yeah,
there was one of that. Transformers Dark of the Moon had a giant skybeam. Yeah. Fant4 Stick, obviously. Big Hero 6 had a weird rendition.
Yeah.
But yeah, giant skybeam.
It had the portal. Yeah, that was
a
good movie.
It's just funny about obviously Suicide Squad. It's just funny how large beams of light going into the sky are such a cliche about the evil that's happening. And I'm worried that they're going to bring back that. It'd be kind of funny if... Or actually kind of cool, honestly, if they reopened, like when they did, in Infinity War, they reopened the Skybeam as like a thing that here comes Thanos how much longer till Sherlock gets here?
I don't know. I think, you know what would be funny? If they did it in Deadpool 2 as like a joke, and they did it, and then Deadpool comes out and is like, what is this? This isn't an Avengers movie.
Like, this is how cliche is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And then just like switches off a power switch and it turns off or something.
Well, yeah, because that's a very Deadpool kind of thing. All right, why don't we do the news while we're waiting for Sherlock to get here?
All right, what news? What happened?
So,
do you have new news for me?
I do have some news for you. This weekend was the debut of Star Wars Rogue One, the premiere.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
And it came out to insanely positive reviews. Mm-hmm. People are saying, I think it was a quote by Kevin Smith about it. He said it was like, this is one, he said in some form, this is like the best Star Wars since Empire, which is a crazy thing.
That's a crazy good
And
review,
I mean,
yeah.
In a way, He said, Holy Sith, at Rogue One movie is unbelievably wonderful. No lie, it is # Empire Strikes Back great.
Wow.
It's like, wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're talking about our top 10 of 2016 without talking about Rogue One.
Yeah.
Which is a really interesting case because I don't know about you, but it might shatter my top 10. Other news, Vin Diesel came out and said that he's teasing that there could be a Groot versus Hulk fight in Infinity War.
That'd be amazing.
That just sounds awesome.
Sounds fun. I don't know how it would work, but...
Are we going to still have Baby Groot, I think?
I think so. I mean, Baby Groot still looks...
Oh my God, and that trailer. I loved him in that.
I keep watching that, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, I think... out of all... Well, there's so many trailers dropped this week, but out of all of them, I think the Guardians one was like...
Guardians was
I think Guardians was the best one of them all.
Guardians was so fun.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. It was like, I was worried about that first trailer, but then the second one was like, oh, nope, it's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of trailers, I think we're expecting a Fast and Furious 8 trailer to drop today.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
War for the Planet of the Apes dropped the trailer for it.
That looked intense.
Yeah. I haven't seen Rise yet. Whoop. That was sound. I haven't seen Rise yet. I'm not Rise. Yeah. I haven't seen Dawn. I've seen
Dawn
Rise.
Was the first one.
Dawn's the first one?
Is Dawn the first
one? No, Rise is the first one. Dawn's the second
one. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet... I don't know. I feel like Dawn would be first, but...
No, I don't think so.
All right, Dawn was 2014, and Rise was...
2011.
Okay, so Rise is first, yeah.
Yep.
I like them both. I haven't seen the old ones yet, though, so...
Oh, wait, is that true?
What?
So, I guess in full thing, it's not going to be called... Fast 8. It's literally going to be called The Fate of the Furious. I thought that was just like a tagline.
I thought that was just
I thought it was just a thing they were saying about like the trailer, but no, it's actually going to be called The Fate of the Furious, which is a big deal because this is the first Furious movie or Fast, whatever you're going to call it. It's the first time they've not had the number in the name.
Huh.
Which I guess...
Really?
Because I think it's kind of funny because... So many like series after like their fourth or fifth installment decide to ditch their number titled.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of gets ridiculous at that point.
Yeah.
But like hilariously, the Fast and Furious franchise didn't. Although I thought they were going to keep going with Fast 8. But I guess.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift didn't have one.
Oh yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
Eh.
Fast Five, but it was Fast Five, Fast and Furious Six, Furious Seven. So like you'd expect.
I always make. Eight, I think we talked about this last time, but making the joke about how
it's split.
It's split that there's the Fast movies and the Furious movies.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think there's like a lot of interest about this one because of A, how well the last one did, and how this one doesn't have Paul Walker in it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, that was so sad.
Yeah.
I wish I'd like been a friend of the fan of the franchise because I hear the ending to Seven is just like heartbreaking.
I haven't seen Seven yet.
I haven't seen any of them.
I saw the first. The first one was good. The first one wasn't the best, but yeah. All right, I'm probably gonna go get the door for it.
All right, sounds good. I will keep everybody company while we are gone.
Fast and Furious though looks good.
It does look good. All right, go get our guest. So yeah, Fate of the Furious. Interesting idea. I have not seen the Fast and Furious movies, so I can't really comment on how they are, but I have a lot of friends who will defend them and think they're good, and I think from what I've heard, 1 through 3 or 1 through 4 are a little shaky and kind of more about the cars, and then it becomes self-aware in either 4 or 5, and then after that they become more of an action heist movie. And I mean, I'm all fans of that. That sounds awesome. And so I may even just take off 5. Hey, our guest is in the house. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you.
Let's make sure your mic's working.
Hello. Test.
Josh, can you care to see if we can hear him?
All
right. Testing.
Am I good?
Hmm?
Anyway, everyone quiet down. Sherlock, say hi.
I'm Sherlock. First time on the show. Happy to be here.
There we go. Now I can hear him.
All right.
Cool. This is Sherlock or Alex.
Yeah.
So tell us a little about yourself. What's your
What's your movie experience?
Yes.
My movie experience specifically with 2016 or in general?
Just in general.
Like for me and Ali, it's like, well, the movie came out. We got to watch it.
Yeah.
Which is not most people's thing.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to make it to the theaters as much as I would have liked in the past year, but I've been able to watch like a bunch of classics.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Love some good old movies.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know? All right. Well, it's sweet. I mean, Alex may become a regular on the show. We'll see. We're always welcome him here. We always like having more people on the show. So
yeah,
we are talking. Let's just start. Alex, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time.
That's the question you have to ask
everybody.
That's
a very rough question.
Okay, what's some movies that are in your top five?
I want to hear the favorite. I want to see if you can pull.
I can't even name my favorite.
You did it at the beginning of the year.
What did I name?
I don't remember, exactly. But you did. I can probably pull the episode up.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Probably something like emoji movies.
I'll just list off some that would be in the top
five. Okay, list off
some. We'll judge you right now. You may need to leave.
The Big Lebowski.
Good.
Okay, haven't seen that yet.
Good movie.
Don't say anything.
No Country for Old Men.
Wow. Okay. So you're a Coen Brothers fan?
Yes, for sure.
Yep.
Definitely. Empire.
Okay.
Empire's up there.
Yep.
Yep. Are you a scary movie guy?
Not too much. A little bit. I watched Alien with Ali the other
Aliens,
night.
Yeah.
That wasn't scary.
No, it is scary, but it's like, that's my type of scary.
Okay. The suspense.
I had to watch The Ring yesterday.
That's good.
I did not do well. I mean, my girlfriend was there and like, but oh my god, I was not.
I mean, The Ring's more of a. I think The Ring's more of like a mystery.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And I like that. But I psyched myself out because it was just so scary looking.
7 days.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
All right. So.
scary.
Sherlock, we don't know if you did this, but me and Josh threw together a top 5 worst of the year. So
I did not.
We're going to run through that and comment if you've heard any of these.
Okay.
So, Josh, let's start out with your number 5.
Yeah, number 5.
There should be a lot of listing today.
Yeah. Okay, I feel bad because I actually did like this movie, but Suicide Squad is number 5.
Yeah, Suicide Squad would have been an honorable mention for my worst. But,
yeah.
We'll preface this by saying the three of us have not seen every single movie this year.
Yeah.
We've done our best.
I've seen very few.
I've seen 62 of this year's releases.
I've seen 52 approximately.
So we haven't seen everything. I did not see Cell, which most people say is the worst movie of the year.
Cell?
Yeah, it's this like Stephen King with John Cusack and John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson about cell phones that cause people to kill each other.
It's so like really, Kingsman.
Yes, like a ripoff of Kingsman. It all looked right. awful, and I've heard terrible things about it.
Cool. Oh, wait, have you seen Kung Fu Panda 3?
No, I have not.
Okay, good. No, that's good, because if that was on your worst, I'd be really mad.
No, I've heard great things about it.
So it's so good.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, all we right. have not seen everything. I did not see the boss.
Oh, yeah. Mm. What's your number five?
My number five is the Angry Birds movie.
No!
That movie was so bad. I could not see. I mean,
that movie was amazing. Right,
Angry Birds isn't at the caliber of the next four. Like, Angry Birds didn't piss me off. I just was just not. I was bored by it. It was not interesting.
Okay, that's wrong. I loved it. It's not in my top 10, but it's number 11. Really? So, yeah, it was so good.
I just didn't care.
It was
care.
So fun.
I didn't care about it
the
at all.
The voice acting, too, is really good.
And? Because there's so many better animated movies this year, and it was just bad. That's true.
Okay, I didn't think it was bad. I just thought it wasn't.
Welcome to the show, all right. guys. all right, go to number four.
So I don't really have a number four. I gotta skip number four.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't have anything
you
to put in
there. You just didn't put number...
I just did number five and then 3, 2, 1.
All right, so Josh doesn't have a number four. No. My number four, I think Josh might scoff at this, but Nerve.
Nope, that's also on my worst list. I loved it, but it's also my worst.
I thought Nerve was awful. I started laughing in the theater. Because okay. there's a line where he goes, "You're trapped in the game," oh, yeah. and I just like that's so bad writing. I can't believe this.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, that made me. I was yeah. so upset. So
that's my number three worst. Even though I liked the movie a lot and I enjoyed watching it just wasn't that well done.
There was so like it had an interesting concept and it just crapped the bed.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Sherlock. We are not allowed to swear on air.
Okay.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Okay.
Unless it's in the title of a movie. Unless it's like really bad.
Well, no one's gonna put the F word in the title of a movie. And
but
if
what
so,
if they did?
Then we can't say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's near number three. My number three is one a lot of people liked, and it might be my problem with their comedy, but I don't find them funny at all. It was Keanu.
Keanu
was okay. so boring, and it was so not funny, and it was trying so hard. It's just an extended Key and Peele sketch.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, do you like the Key and Peele show?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
just like that.
Yeah, I don't like any. I really like. Yeah, careful with that mic. It's a little.
Yeah.
I only like their. The bowl ones, the football ones.
Oh,
they
the
did.
Football ones.
Oh, okay, sure.
Those are really fun, but this was just oh, and like they had something they could parody Keanu Reeves movies, and they just did such a bad job at it. It was so boring and just not funny.
I liked it. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was funny. I like Key and Peele a lot, so
yeah,
that definitely helped.
I'm sure it'd be good for Key and Peele fans, but like I would rather watch Warcraft again than this.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the few.
Yeah, Warcraft was good.
Yeah, Warcraft was. It was okay.
Okay,
but yeah. they're like I would rather. This is one of those movies that I physically never want to watch Keanu again.
Yeah,
I would watch any other movie I've seen this year again, except for Keanu.
Hmm.
Which is a really sad thing to say about a movie.
Yeah.
All right, we're hitting into the big territory. What's your number two?
My number two is The Brothers Grimsby.
Oh, I heard that was bad. I did not see it.
It was, yeah. Ugh. It was bad. It was vulgar. It was funny. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I heard really bad things about it, and it wasn't like horrible. It wasn't horrendous. It was watchable, but... It was just bad.
Yeah.
It just yeah. They just took it too far. They took their jokes too far. And
that would make I have no interest in seeing that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Sacha Baron Cohen kind of went downhill post Borat.
Yeah.
Which is too bad because Borat's really good, and then Bruno took things too far.
The Dictator was funny. I liked it.
Really, I didn't really like.
You
the
didn't
Dictator.
Like it?
I thought it was okay. I thought a lot of their jokes missed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what's your number two?
My number two is a controversial pick because I love this movie. But I have to hate it too because it's no way a good movie.
Yep.
Ironically, it's not the worst movie of the year.
That's good.
But it is one of the best worst movies ever. And I will see it again because it is just hilarious.
And I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, it is Nine Lives. Oh my God. How the hell did this movie get made?
It's like the guy becomes a cat because he has to get back to
all right,
his family.
So,
okay. I did see a trailer for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea how this got made. It had just the weirdest themes about it. Mm-hmm. It had like suicide and attempted murder and incest and like oh no not incest adultery and it was just like this is not a kid's movie. Alcoholism about a talking cat. So
talking
yeah
cat.
I have no idea how it got made. It is a wonder of cinema that this exists.
Yeah,
but it is also a really bad movie, and so it has to be on my worst list.
Yeah. All right, Number one. Do we have the same one?
Well, no, we don't. I guarantee it.
Zoolander 2.
I did not see Zoolander 2.
You didn't see Zoolander 2?
I did not, and I'm so happy I didn't.
It was so bad. I was hoping for something good. And there were good parts in it, but it was just, overall, it was just cringe. It was just cringeworthy.
I mean, I hate Zoolander 1.
Do you like Zoolander 1?
Yes, but for nostalgia, because I watched it.
I like Zoolander 1.
I watched it when I was like 8, and I was like, oh my god, this is the funniest movie ever, because like when you're 8 years old, of course it is.
Yeah, that's like 8-year-old comedy.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I have some like place in my heart for that movie.
I like it.
I cannot stand it.
I was like,
Zoolander 2 would be physical torture for me.
Zoolander 2 was
I'm not spending money on it.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
they just tried too hard to make Zoolander 1 again, and it just didn't work.
It would have been my number one worst if I had seen it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't put myself through it.
Yeah. What's number one?
My
worst?
Number one is a movie that was just awful. It was a horror movie that came out in January, which already saying that you guys should know.
If it's a really bad horror movie, okay.
Yeah. And it's The Boy.
Oh,
this movie about a doll possessed by a kid. I was so I was so detached from this movie. It was so boring. There was nothing scary about it. Yep. It was disinteresting. This is what's wrong with the horror movie industry. And like, there's so many good horror movies that come out this year. And I said, 2016 was a great year for horror movies. But then this came out and I want to forget about it so badly. It just, there's just nothing happening into it. The acting's stale. I cannot believe this movie exists. It is almost at the level of The Devil Inside, which was so bad that I wanted to shut the film. I mean, this one made me want to shut it off so many times, and I didn't. I somehow managed to make it through this picture, and I really hope I never see anything like this again. But that's not true, because I'm sure we're going to get another terrible horror movie this January. Yeah. It'll probably be Underworld. Yeah. I think Underworld's the throwaway horror movie of January.
Probably.
Because we're getting Split, which is supposed to be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, those are our worst movies of 2016.
Right. Do you have a top 10?
I have a top 5.
Top 5. All right. That means Josh and I will do our top 5. Our bottom 5.
Honorable mentions first.
We'll do 10 through 6, and then Sherlock will jump in at 5, okay. And we'll do the top 5s. Yep.
Cool.
If anybody here actually reads The Lafayette, you should already know my top 5, because I spoiled it in it.
Hmm.
Let's throw some honorable mentions out. I ranked all 62 movies I saw this summer. Well, wow. This year.
That's crazy. I did not do that. I can tell you that.
Throw some honorable mentions out, Josh.
Warcraft, The Nice Guys.
Mm-hmm. Nice Guys, yeah, great movie.
Angry Birds movie.
Ugh,
great movie.
No.
Jungle Book. Shh. Everybody Wants Some, which I know is going to be in your
top. Everybody Wants Some is just an honorable mention.
Midnight Special.
Oh, great.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Have you seen that yet?
Awful. Awful movie.
You didn't like it?
I'd be an honorable mention for my worst.
I liked it.
Whiskey WTF landed at number 51. So yeah, that was just outside of the top 10 worst.
Huh. Finest Hours.
Did not see it. Didn't see
London
it.
Has Fallen.
Also,
dude, that movie was so great.
Fell asleep while we were watching it.
It was so funny. It was a hilarious movie, and it wasn't supposed to be.
Okay.
Because it was so predictable, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do. And it's, how is this guy still alive? How is he still alive after doing all this? And then Laser Team.
Laser Team, didn't see that either.
Laser Team was the YouTube Red movie, guys, aliens. It was funny.
Some of my honorable mentions would be Zootopia.
What? All right. This
Cut this down. Oops, I messed it up. I had one movie on there twice. Zootopia. So I've only seen 61 movies now. The Witch, Kubo, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, that's on my list.
Pete's Dragon, loved that. Surprisingly, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I thought that was very good.
I haven't seen that yet.
The Lights Out was pretty good. The Monster, great horror movie, totally underappreciated. Don't Breathe, another great one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's jump into this top 10.
All right, let's start with our top 5.
No, we're doing.
I mean, our
10 through 6.
Our top 5 before our top 5.
All right, what's your number 10?
All right, Central Intelligence.
That was a fantastic movie, not on my list.
People thought it was going to be bad. It's the one with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
A big Johnson, small Hart.
Yeah. Went in thinking, is this going to be another, dumb comedy? But it wasn't. It was funny. It was good. And it actually, made you think a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't as dumb as you as people you would see from the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even give that a chance, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't see it.
I've already seen it twice. I was surprised by it.
It was
I wouldn't put it in the best comedies of the year because I don't think it really went deep enough. But it was like it was an enjoyable comedy.
I had fun with it.
Yeah.
That's why it's on my top 10.
Rock is hilarious in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Yeah.
The Rock.
And the way they play off each other is so good. And we talked about this earlier. I really want to see more of them. But I don't want to see more of them just doing dumb comedy like at the MTV Teen Movie Awards where The Rock dressed up as Superman and Kevin Hart just dressed up as Batman. And Kevin Hart just kept making jokes about how good The Rock looked. Like, that's stupid. But this movie, they did well. They worked together. So.
And I think it's good because both of them are completely okay with making fun of themselves. And The Rock is somebody who should, like, if you've ever seen San Andreas, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He manages to pilot multiple different vehicles in one movie. It's a long-running joke.
Talking about that, I'm looking forward to the new Jumanji movie with The Rock in it.
Yeah, I mean, I like anything The Rock's in, honestly. Yeah.
It's got Jumanji. So you know Jumanji?
The original. The one with Robin Williams.
They play the game.
Also, have you seen Zathura?
Yeah.
Which is a sequel. I liked it. People hate it. I thought it was funny.
That's fine.
Read the books, though. The books are like
kids' picture books.
The books are so good,
They're kids' picture books.
Gosh, you don't read, do you?
No.
Yeah.
You should know this by now. I watch films.
So anyway, Jumanji 2017, it's not supposed to be comedy, but Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah, if they're so both in it, it's going to be.
Is Jack, what's his name in it?
Jack who? Jack Reacher?
No. Jack Black, there we go. Yeah,
Jack
he's
Black
in it too.
He's in too? Oh, yeah. Wow, that's actually quite a cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not for another year, though.
Talking about Jack Black. Oh, it didn't make it. Never mind. Wow, what? Okay, another honorable mention for me is Kung Fu Panda 3. Funny story. So when I watched it, I couldn't get any of my friends to go see it with me. And I'd watched the first one.
It was like,
oh, this is so good. Second one, oh, my God, this is amazing, too. Went in, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go see this anyway. Because I worked at the movie, so might as well, right? Went in, and there were, like, maybe 30, 35 little kids. And then there was this one Asian, like, college kid. So he's like, Come here. And so I just went down, sat next to him, and we just laughed the whole time. It was amazing.
I find it hilarious that despite the fact that you worked at a movie theater, I still saw more movies than you.
You know what? You're right.
Some of these multiple times.
Yeah. Okay, there were like, I went to see like a bunch of movies just four times.
Like what?
Different people. Deadpool.
Oh my God, I saw Deadpool three times.
Yeah. Captain America Civil War, I've only seen once.
I own that movie.
I need to see that again. Yeah.
Actually, no, I saw it twice.
Yeah. But, I mean, some of them are just... They're just good.
All right.
The best thing was being able to go for the weekend, just sit down and watch all the movies that had come out that week, or the 2 weeks, if I hadn't been in 2 weeks, which is great.
All right.
So, I worked in AMC. Shout out to AMC. I love you guys.
All right, my God. Stop plugging things, Josh. You need to stop doing that.
And Coke is the
stop,
official
drink. Stop.
I'm kidding. I don't drink
We soda. Don't have any official sponsors.
Yeah. Yet.
Not allowed to, I don't think, as a radio station.
If you want
to
just
No, no, we're not allowed to.
What's your number 10?
My number 10? Doctor Strange.
Ooh.
Why is that higher up for you?
Yeah. We're going to not talk about that now.
Now we see the Marvel fanboy in this audience here.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to 9. What's your 9?
Don't Breathe.
Did not make my list.
Yeah, I was expecting that to be on your list.
Yeah, no, it's around 13, I think, for me.
Okay. And if you guys didn't already know, I don't watch horror movies.
Yeah, it is 13 for me.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Don't Breathe was amazing.
It was so good. It was so much better than I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be, like, paranormal scary, but it wasn't. It was just thriller scary, and I loved it.
Yeah, and I love the start of it where they set up the whole thing. They get into the house, and they set up, like, here's all the different things that are going to... It's like a tracking shot where they set up every single event that's going to happen during the movie. And it's like it's like a Shakespearean play at the very start where Shakespeare would explain the entire plot and then show you the production. But it's like, yeah, okay, here's the gun that's going to go off later. He loads every single gun. The whole gun's going to go off. If you load a gun, the first act goes off in the third. He loads like 15 guns in 10 minutes in the first act, and it's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
Fede Alvarez is an incredible director.
What's your number 9?
My number 9, also a shout out to horror films this year. The Monster came out. That was the one you talked about that you said you didn't know it was about.
It got like 100% around.
Yeah, was amazing. That was just a tad above Don't Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
My number 9 is a movie I wish it was higher, but it's just so weird, as Swiss Army Man.
Oh, I like that movie.
Oh, it's just strange. Talk about a weird
one. The one with Daniel Radcliffe
as a farting corpse that also has special powers to do stuff like light a fire or act as a motorboat or launch a harpoon.
I'm not even sure if I've seen trailers for this one.
It's watch the trailer. It's really weird. It is really weird. There was a whole joke about it that when it debuted at Sundance, half the theater left in the first 5 minutes, and I'm watching it here months after it's been wide released, and 10 people got up around me within the first 5 minutes and left the theater, and I was blown away. And I mean, it's much more than a farting corpse movie. It's got like soul to it.
It's really deep. It's way deeper than you think it would be.
Actually, a plug we can do. This is available in Skillman now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll let you know if any of these are available in Skillman. I've been keeping track of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's your 8?
My 8 is Zootopia.
Number 11 for me. Didn't make the list.
And
that's in my top 5.
All right, so we'll hold off.
Number
8? We're going to have to talk about this later, but Captain America Civil War.
That's in my top 5.
All right, so, whoops.
Number 7. All right. My number 7 was Deadpool.
Higher up for me.
All right. In my top 5.
All right, 7.
You are, okay, I just want to say, are you a super, what's your favorite genre of film? Sci-fi, action, horror, superhero.
But superhero is part of action.
Definitely not superhero. It just so happened that I went to like.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Too many superheroes.
Okay. Those are the big releases of the year.
Yeah. Oh, what's your number 7?
My number 7 is Jungle Book. Either of you guys?
No, that was in my honorable mentions. I like that a lot, though.
It was my number 1 for a very long time until the summer hit, and then I mean, other stuff happened, but like
Jungle Book from 1967.
No, okay. Jesus, no, Jungle Book is I loved. I think it didn't. What made it drop to 7 for me was I don't think it transferred as well onto Blu-ray, but just this was such an event to see in theaters. I could not. It was so incredible the way that. The acting, and I mean, kid, the little boy, not the greatest, but everybody else around him was incredible.
Can we just talk about that one line at the very end where they're running, and then remember how at the beginning of the film they're running and they can't keep up, but then at the end he runs and he goes up and he jumps down and then the wolves meet him, and then he says some line like, and he completely rushes it, and it was the worst line of the film. He's like, "Come on, guys, you gotta hurry up because if you don't go your own way, da 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 da," and then he starts running again, and it's so bad.
I just thought the movie had such it was such a good kids movie a good family movie, and I think that we don't have those really.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh my god. Just the special effects in this. I want to say Jungle Book's available in Skillman. Possibly. Just the special effects in this.
Beautiful. And that one song, the remake of the Bare Necessities, where the orchestra just drops it.
Oh. I just think it was such a fun movie to see, and like afterwards, like all the kids were like dancing in the aisles like to Jungle Book songs. We've all seen it, and I think it was a movie people show their kids, and here we go. It's like it's a perfect, I think it was a wouldn't say perfect, but it is a great and well rounded movie. Yeah.
Okay. All right, can we say a quick thing? Another fun story from my time at AMC. So you're talking about kids dancing in the aisles. I saw the second half of Alvin and the Chipmunks, last one.
Road Chip. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was that bad. Anyway,
that's like 30 minutes you'll never get back.
I was going to clean that theater very shortly. And
you're one of the cleaning guys?
Okay, I do everything.
That's hilarious. You know I can just imagine like, third.
You think it's funny? Alvin's found
you need to get out of
40 bucks in there.
Hey, wow. I mean, that's a good tip.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll start doing that, like leaving a little money in the
No, the funny thing is, if people like dump their popcorn every once in a while, they'll just put a dollar bill on it. Like, here you go. I know you have to clean this. I'm not going to clean it. Here you go.
Start leaving movie theater tips.
Anyway, Chipwrecked, right?
No, Chipwrecked was 3. Road Chip is 4.
So at the last half hour.
I cannot believe I know that.
I was going in to clean the theater, and the credit song was like them singing. It was a horrible song. And there was a mosh pit of about 30 little toddlers just dancing in the aisle, and I couldn't get around it. I had to go all the way up to the top with my trash can and come back down the other side. It was so funny. Oh, man. I love you, AMC. All right. Number 6.
For me?
For me, right?
For you. All right. What's your number 6?
This is really controversial.
Is it going to be BVS?
No. No.
Is it going to be...
Captain America Civil War.
Oh. Well, it's higher up. 6. It's in your top 5, right? So it's we're going to talk about that later.
No, but that was really hard for me to... Okay.
You're talking about hard for you. It was 8 for me.
Damn. Yeah, but you're not a Marvel fanboy. Like,
yes, I am.
Okay.
I've seen them more than Halloween. I've seen them more than you.
You were Deadpool for Halloween?
Yes. I've seen Marvel movies more than you have.
But can you be a real Marvel fanboy if Homecoming wasn't your number one choice for 2017?
Easily, because I'm more of an Alien fanboy than I am a Marvel fanboy.
Have you seen the new Alien trailer?
No. But like, no, I tried to avoid trailers. I tried to avoid trailers.
Yeah, I've seen the Homecoming.
Check me out.
He's seen the Homecoming trailer.
Frame, and it's actually just a movie poster.
I've seen the Homecoming trailer. Yeah. Homecoming actually.
It looks dope.
Yeah. Right. Number six.
Number six for me. This is one that I was not expecting to even break my top 10, but did.
Angry Birds movie.
No.
Oh. Emoji movie, and it hasn't even come out yet. That's incredible.
You don't know how upset I am about that stupid movie. No.
Wait, have you heard about this?
The Emoji movie?
They're literally coming out with a movie about emojis, where the characters are emojis. Okay, which thing is stupid? That or the fact that they're coming out with a Fruit Ninja movie?
What's the Fruit Ninja movie going to be? Oh, my God.
That's just stretching.
Yeah. Okay, and Pixels was a great movie.
I will say that's true. Yeah.
Pixels with Adam.
I hated that movie.
No,
I'm not gonna lie. I really hated
it. That's okay.
I was reading a story. I was trying to figure this out. And when we were talking about Jungle Book and when you were saying the road trip when the kids are dancing in theaters. Last year during a showing of Inside Out in a movie theater, they accidentally replaced the Inside Out reel with Insidious Chapter 3.
Oh no!
And they showed the first 5 minutes of that to little kids.
So funny.
Imagine. That's so sad. I mean, I think that happens every once in a while.
Yeah. That was legit my biggest fear as a kid. Like when I was six, I just didn't watch horror movies, and my biggest fear was they were gonna accidentally put a horror movie on projector.
So Mission Impossible 5 comes out last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, they're having a special screening of Mission Impossible 4 just to get ready for it. Go in, and it's a theme, and the trailer starts and it's Minions, and then the trailer keeps going, and then 15 minutes in we're wait, this isn't a trailer anymore.
Oh god.
And we ended up having to watch Minions because when they put it in, it takes so long to change it, and for the system to, it kind of has to run through it before it's ready. And we had to watch Minions, ended up liking it. But
Minions was awful.
Oh no, it was bad. But I just had a blast.
All right, my six is Deepwater Horizon.
Oh,
that was really? I saw that twice. That movie was a glowing review. I think it should be nominated for Oscars, honestly. Yeah. Specifically special effects, because the sequence.
Yeah.
The exploding exploding sequence. And I mean, that movie
made spoiler alert, it does explode.
It's not like it was based on true events. But yeah, that movie was, it's so good. It's stunning how how powerful that whole movie
shout
is.
Out to Marky Mark.
Oh yeah, Mark Wahlberg was fantastic in it. It surprised me he didn't have his Mark Wahlberg isms.
Yeah, do you know
everything's a rhetorical question? Though.
I do know Marky Mark.
Okay, the Funky do you know Bunch? Marky Mark
and the Funky Bunch. Yeah. Of course.
All right,
We're breaking the top five.
Okay,
Alex, start us off with your five.
Wait, do you have any honorable mentions first for your top five? Any movies this year that really stood out to you?
Let me preface this: I've only been to the theater 6 times this year. Which is really sad. This is the fewest times I've been to the theater in my adult life.
That means you had you saved a lot more money than
you
did.
No, I didn't. Okay, let me list off a couple movies that I'm going to see over winter break that I would love to put in my top five over my Marvel movies. I want to see...
over the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
don't say that.
Okay, I want to see La La Land.
Oh, same. We were supposed to see this weekend, but did not show in any of the theaters near us. Yeah. Thank you, Easton.
Yeah. I want to see Moonlight.
Also need to see that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Still need to see that too. See, look, we haven't seen any of the good movies either.
You're a real movie person. I like this.
Arrival.
Yeah. Oh, that I was seen so
it.
Good.
I want to see it so bad.
So good.
And Rogue One. I think those four might all be my top five.
Sir, we were Rogue talking One about is not earlier. Out yet. All right.
We were talking about this earlier. The premiere for Rogue One hit, and people are saying it is
Kevin Smith?
One of the best Star Wars movies ever.
Oh my god!
Do you know Kevin Smith?
Yeah, I do know Kevin Smith.
Okay. Kevin Smith said it was as good as Empire.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
And that's from Kevin Smith. Anybody else, and I wouldn't believe it, but Kevin Smith.
So I think of my top five, only one movie would stay in my top five if I watched those four. Because there's one movie I love in my top five and four movies that were meh.
Okay, wait. So you saw six movies. Uh-huh. So what was your number six?
Batman v Superman. I hated that movie.
That movie was bad.
Okay, did you see the extended cut?
No.
I own the extended cut and still haven't seen it.
I like the... the extended cut is better. It's not a ton better, but it does make it better. So, I don't know.
300 was okay, and then every Zack Snyder movie since then has just been
Man of Steel.
I like Man of Steel, too. I wasn't... I think I liked Batman Superman better.
No.
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 You haven't seen the extended cut. Once you see the extended cut, then we can argue.
But no, because my general issue with it is the way the movie portrayed both Doomsday, who's a waste of one of the best villains in the DC universe, and how they stop fighting is the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
And those are two things they are not changing in the extended cut.
That's true.
I did check. I've been to the theater 50 times this year.
That's impressive. I wish I could do that.
I was a lot.
I'm going to see.
It was all over the summer, too. I have a buddy back home, Miki, who we literally see everything. She sees more movies than me, and that's impressive.
That's very impressive.
She saw Mike and Dave Need's Wedding Dates 3 times in a week.
That's crazy.
Best I've ever done is I saw
Tarzan twice in one day.
I saw the new Godzilla movie 3 or 4 times in opening weekend.
That's nice.
I saw it. Actually, I think I saw it 3 times. I saw it twice on opening night, one time this Saturday. So 24 hours, saw it 3 times. Saw it right after school ended. Saw it 3 hours later with my best friend. Then saw it the next morning with my dad and his friend.
It was so good.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. And so I'm psyched for the new King Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
So what's your number 5?
Number 5. This is the one I'm most embarrassed is on my top 5. It's Sausage Party.
Oh, but that's so funny.
It was funny.
I haven't seen it yet. Need to
have haven't seen Sausage Party. Wow. No. Okay.
It's funny, but it takes stuff too far.
It takes it very far. I
have Jewish jokes in it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, nothing is off limits in that movie.
Okay. It offends absolutely everybody.
Yes.
Ali, you beat me.
What?
I was at 47.
I'm gonna probably see way more too before the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But to be honest, that might have been the most I've seen a theater laugh ever. I went at 1 a.m. on a Friday night. The theater was packed. And
1 a.m. on a Friday
night?
Dang, I didn't even know they had movies that late.
Or maybe it was 12. It might have started at 12, but it was a late night movie.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to see comedies. I think they fail whenever you go to a movie theater and there's nobody laughing.
Yeah. If no one was there, I would have been wow, this is uncomfortable.
All right, what's your guys' favorite comedy? Can you think of one?
Favorite? Oh, God. Fletch.
Fletch. Haven't seen that.
Fletch. I'm naming my kid after Fletch.
I'm just trying to generate a list.
Honestly, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, yes.
Ghostbusters is great. Okay, I think you guys are probably going to hear me for this. Get Smart.
The new one?
The new one.
It's okay.
It's so funny. I watch again.
I mean, Ghostbusters is amazing.
Ghostbusters are like Caddyshack, honestly.
Yeah. Fletch makes me laugh out loud. Ghostbusters is funny, but I like it for not being.
Yeah.
It's comedicness that makes me love it. I love it because it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It's funny, but I agree. Sausage Party was a movie that I was head over heels laughing in at times, but it was took some stuff. Like one of my friends, when we were watching it a second time, she left.
Yeah.
She left in the last 5 minutes of the movie and missed the.
Well, because at the theater I went to, it was 12 o'clock on a Friday night, and there were still parents brought their 5-year-olds to this movie.
God.
I don't know what parents are doing nowadays. What do you expect out of an R-rated Seth Rogen movie?
Another comedy this year, which we'll be talking about soon, that same thing felt like is Deadpool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was dying in that theater when we saw that. And when I was there, some guy took his 7-year-old. I'm sitting here. Some of those scenes in Deadpool are not appropriate for anybody under the age of 16.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
My
number 5.
What's your number 5, Nolan?
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Great movie. Oh, my really, God. Really have you seen this yet?
Mm-mm. So good. Have you not seen any of the Cloverfield movies?
Yeah. I saw the first one.
I mean, so it has nothing to do with the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
In a totally different movie, it is just so well written.
Okay.
I mean, it's such a tiny, tight space, and there's you'd think, there's not really much you can do with that. It seems at first glance, it's a good short film, but it turns into this just insanely well written.
It's well written and suspenseful. It's really suspenseful.
Yeah. Also,
the first one it's such a different feel than the first one.
Yep.
And also, last show, we kind of freaked out because there's this movie called God Particle. And we were like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know. And he kind of just started talking about the next thing. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look this up. Looked it up. And
it's the third.
I read in the thing. I was like, oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God. It's the third movie in the Cloverfield anthology. And we just flipped out.
Yeah, because it's about set in space.
Space.
Wow.
And astronauts have to figure out what to do. They're on a space shuttle when Earth just disappears.
Yeah, it feels, the Cloverfield franchise is turning into a feature-length version of The Twilight Zone, which is amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a consistent franchise, too, now.
Yeah. All right, what's your number 5?
My number 5, we will talk about later, it is Deadpool.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm guessing higher up than both of you guys?
No, I said, I was number seven.
Oh, it's higher than mine.
Oh, my God. Okay, it was really good.
It was hard to put Deadpool at five because Deadpool is, I think, one of the most, like, one of the movies I loved the most this year. I don't think it is the best, but I think it is one of the ones I enjoyed the most, and I've seen it upwards of 15 times now.
Yeah.
And I mean, Deadpool is my favorite superhero. I think they did him perfect justice on screen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about it later, though. Yeah. Four.
Four for me was Civil War.
Civil War.
All right. Okay. Now we can talk about Civil War.
Because
it was eight for me, and what for you?
I was six.
Six, eight, four.
I feel like if Civil War had come out, like, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 3 years ago, I would have absolutely loved it. But I'm just like feeling the superhero fatigue right now. It was like...
That's why it's not higher up on
the list. Yeah. I think it is incredible. I think it's an incredible superhero movie. And I think that it needed the last 10 years of superhero movies. I think the problem with it is, like, this happened to Avengers Age of Ultron, was that it just was overshadowed by stuff that was going on. Like, Age of Ultron was fun and it was great. Mm-hmm. And then Mad Max Fury Road came out and I didn't watch anything but that for the next month. And I forget what came out right after Civil War this year, but it was like, I went to Germany. So, like, instantly post Civil War, I just didn't see it again.
Civil War.
But I rewatched the
Money. No,
Duh. Money no, Monster no. is bad.
The Angry Birds movie came out right after.
Oh my God.
That's what it was. That's what it is?
The Angry Birds movie made so much money.
I know.
But yeah, no, I agree. I didn't see Civil War enough times in theaters. I wish I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like
it was good. It was very good.
Yeah. And I still think that airport scene, I rewatched just the airport scene last night.
Sure.
I cannot believe how they managed to do such a good action scene.
They really did.
Yeah. And it's also highest grossing in the year. Shout out. 1.15
really?
For the year.
Oh, I thought that was Dory.
No, Dory's a little behind with a little over a billion.
I think Dory
might have overtaken it.
Outgrossed it domestically. I don't think it did worldwide.
Okay.
All right. Nolan 4.
Nolan 4. That's my name.
Hey.
Race? Yeah.
Really?
Did you watch it?
Did not see it yet.
It was okay. You watch the trailer. It's not that good. You actually watch it, and they did it really well. If you know, it's about Jesse Owens going to the Olympics 1936 with the Nazi regime. It was. I didn't expect it to be this good. It was so good. I mean, others may have different opinions. Yeah, they portrayed it well. They portrayed him well. Jason Bateman in it is not Jason Bateman.
I love every time Jason Bateman's not Jason Bateman.
He's so good, and they had the themes right. They caught the spirit of it.
I'll definitely have to. I think that is available in Skillman. Currently.
Yeah, it was
really.
I was so happy.
So is
when
Deadpool.
I saw it, because I was kind of deciding, what should I watch? Oh, I'll watch this movie. I was like, oh, I'll take the L, and no,
it's good.
It was so good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad that you liked it a lot.
It stuck with me. Yeah.
I wanted to see it, but it was in a time when we didn't like the movie. It was like a slump. Like, I think I ended up seeing 999 instead, maybe.
That was pretty bad. Oh, that's an honorable mention.
I liked it. I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was anything great.
It was just too confusing. And two of the actors look exactly the same.
Who? The
I don't remember the two.
I mean, they had
Casey Affleck and somebody.
Casey Affleck and the guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was, it had a great cast and it didn't live up to what it could have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, if it had not been overhyped, it would have been great, but the trailer for it was so good and it was just not as good as the trailer would have been. Yeah. And it has one of the best casts of the year and it did not use that cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also was too tame. It should have been way dirtier. And it was because the trailer made it seem like it was just this absolutely incredibly dirty movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fine. But yeah, that's why I didn't see it. It was also, I think that opened up against God's Not Dead 2, which sounded like the single worst movie this year.
It's that about like a Christian movie?
Yeah, it's something about debating whether or not evolution could be taught at schools. It's the sequel to a movie. They got enough movie from the first money from the first one to make a second one.
Hmm.
Or God just told them to. So, hey. my number four, I don't know if it's higher up on your list, Josh, but it is Arrival.
It's a little higher, yeah.
Okay, we'll wait on it then.
Number three. All right, we're getting to the big three.
All right, Alex.
Number three is Zootopia.
Okay. So good. My God.
Really fantastic, really animated movie. I have to preface, I haven't seen Finding Dory.
You're not missing much.
It's
really
okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
Dory is good.
No,
and Dory's beautiful, but it's not.
It's not good. It's not good.
Okay. It's a good animated movie, but it's not a caliber Finding Nemo movie or any of the like it's a good movie to watch, but it's just not. I mean, since it's compared to Finding Nemo, you just can't.
Because like I try to make sure I get to like one just fun kids animated movie a year, and then this year I went with Zootopia over like
Good Call
over like Finding Dory or Chip.
Kubo.
Kubo was pretty good.
Yes.
What did I say?
You said no. Oh.
All right, back to where we were, because somebody decided to swear on air. We were talking about Zootopia.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous. 3D was so good. That was a good movie to see in 3D.
I didn't end up seeing
it. I saw 2D.
I didn't even see it in theaters.
I don't like 3D movies.
3D movies?
Okay,
right,
when you work in a movie theater, you can just...
I will say one movie this year was fantastic in 3D.
And Top
was,
Gun.
No.
Got him.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
the 3D in it was great because they actually made it a 3D movie and not just a movie that happens to be in 3D. Okay. And you're really like, okay. Like so many people are like, oh, great 3D movie because it just looked good in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ghostbusters used what 3D can do, like Avatar. It had like it took the screen ratio and they shortened it. And so there's like a little bit of black space above and below the screen. Mm-hmm. And they had the 3D exit that.
Okay.
So at one point in the theater, they like did that. And these ghosts that are like flying around looked like they were flowing off the screen and into the theater. And I was like, whoa, this is one of the best I've seen in a while. And so that's why I have it in 3D Blu-ray.
All right, I'm going
to
see.
Remember back when we tried to do Blu-ray reviews and then realized it was way too expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That was not...
Next semester.
What movies did I see in 3D?
We should have a budget.
So this movie in 3D, I saw Zootopia, Gods of Egypt.
Oh God!
That was okay.
Oh God!
That might be on my Kung Fu Panda 3, great in 3D. I mean, it was made for 3D.
I didn't mark down when I saw it.
Batman and Superman.
Oh God! Yeah, I did not see that in 3D.
Captain America: Civil War. I like that in 3D.
I think I might have seen it in 3D.
It wasn't necessary.
It didn't need 3D. It didn't need it.
X-Men Apocalypse.
I did not see that in 3D.
Independence Day Resurgence. That did not need it.
We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, Suicide Squad and Doctor Strange.
Oof.
Doctor Strange, I liked in 3D.
I did not see it in 3D. Did I see it in 3D? See it in 3D.
I like the effects with all right.
Let's keep on track.
Number three, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Did not make my top five. It was 14.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it? Mm-mm. I liked it. All right, so... We talked about this very recently, but it was gorgeous, beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Suffered a little bit, but it was beautiful enough.
I don't know why people are hating the plot. I thought it was great.
It was beautiful enough and nostalgic enough, and I'm looking forward to the next ones enough that it made my top three.
And I saw the movie I compare this to is Moana, because I saw him back-to-back, and Moana was such a disappointment.
I haven't seen that yet.
I was so disappointed by it.
Absolutely loves it.
I know a lot of people do. I was incredibly disappointed by it.
Yeah.
But Fantastic Beasts, I thought it was like, it was...
I would see it again.
Yeah, I would totally do that. I think I'm going to... It's a great Harry Potter movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the new characters. I really do, and I'm excited to see them again. And
yeah.
I was not expecting them. When they said they're signing 5 sequels, I was like, well, that's ballsy.
Yeah.
And then they did. So, but yeah, no, it was great. All right. My three is honorable mention of you. I don't think it's on your list, but it's The Nice Guys.
Mm-mm. Nice Guys, yep.
Oh,
great movie.
I could not even like, oh, this movie is fantastic.
Be somewhere to find. Sorry.
Nah, but like The Nice Guys is like, because I saw the tomato score and I was like, it's going to be good. But when I saw it, I mean, it had me laughing to start, and it's just such a well done mystery movie.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
You seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
I haven't. I need to. Shane Black is awesome. But yeah, it was such a good movie. Like, it's the definition of cool, and I think it's also really rewatchable, and also most people will like it. And it got its R rating, but not in a way like Deadpool gets its R rating. Like, it's not crude, but it deserves an R rating.
Yeah.
It worked, and that's something that a lot of it works very well as a movie, and it's something like I feel like I could show that to most people. Most people will like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost Nolan.
I just have to say, I'm looking at this online. I'm kind of upset I missed this. This looks like the kind of movie I would just love.
What did we miss?
No, they're just coming in for it.
What time?
1:50.
Oh, okay. We're fine. Yeah. We're very much fine.
Yeah. What did we just talk about?
We're talking about Nice Guys.
Nice Guys. Yeah, great.
I would love to see it.
Okay, I don't think... Okay, watch A Kiss Kiss Bang Bang first.
Yeah, I mean, I like Shane Black. I can't really agree with his Iron Man 3. I thought he was just a bad choice in the general, because it was a good Shane Black movie, but a bad superhero movie.
Yeah. All right.
Around the corner, number two.
Number two for me is Deadpool.
So good.
I love Deadpool.
Movie. Yeah.
Deadpool, of the four that I said would be off my list after Winter Break, is the only one that has a chance, I think, of surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I really love Deadpool. It was very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just had a great time with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Anything, Ali? I have a very, very weird... I have, like, we've had a back and forth, me and Deadpool have. Mm-hmm. I was a huge... I mean, I was one of the biggest fans of it when it dropped in theaters.
Yeah.
And I saw it three times with every one of my friends as much as I could. Mm-hmm. And then for a while, then I got the Blu-ray, and I was watching it on Blu-ray, and I was like, I really hate the pacing of this movie. Mm-hmm. And it dropped down a lot, and I was like, oh, great. And so I hadn't watched it for a while, and then I rewatched it, and the pacing was overshadowed by the jokes, and I thought, sure. Oh my God, it's so good. And so it shot right back up. And
yeah.
I mean, I love Deadpool as a character.
Yeah. It's back on, I had the same thing. It's back on the rise for me. I haven't seen it in a long time. I need to rewatch it, but
also just, Deadpool is going to hold as a movie. Like, we will be watching this years down the road.
Because it's not. Okay, I mean, Captain America, sure, but, like, one of the other, like, Iron Man 3 or Iron Man 2 or any, if the Deadpool stands on its own.
Yep.
Which is the important thing.
And I think that people are going to be talking about it like they talk about Dark Knight. I mean, a different way, like, it's not that kind of a movie, but it's, like, it's going to be talked about for a while. I honestly think it's going to be 5 years down the road, people will still be talking about Deadpool.
Yeah, I think, like, even after, like, the superhero movie kind of goes out of style, whenever that comes, maybe 5-10 years from now, I think Deadpool will still, like, be on people's minds even after.
Yeah, Marvel will be making movies until they can't make movies.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
They, like, Disney literally said, like, we'll be making Marvel movies until people don't want to see Marvel movies anymore.
Yeah,
until they're not making money. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
They also said the same thing about Star Wars.
Well, okay, but we're glad it's back.
I don't know if I want anything past 9.
I don't know if I want an annual Star Wars release either.
They said we're going to get another Star Wars movie until we die.
Saturation, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't want there to be suddenly... I don't want to say, oh, let's do a Star Wars binge, and then 5 weeks later we're done.
Yeah.
That's what it's like right now with Marvel.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Like, they still play off each other.
Yeah. And I think Star Wars grew because it was separate.
Rogue One. I tried rewatching Phantom Menace the other day.
Oh,
it made me so sad. I couldn't do it.
I can't watch
this. I haven't watched the prequels in a long time.
I watched
them because of the Yoda fights.
But no, you still can't though. They're unwatchable. They are unwatchable, and it's really sad.
Yeah, there's not a single thing.
Yeah,
but them. Jar Jar.
I was like, okay, I used to say, oh yeah, Clone Wars, worse than Phantom Menace. Yeah. Phantom Menace is a terrible movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a terrible movie.
Yeah.
It is just insanely disappointing and sad that it's even, like, I love what the prequels did with lore and what it expands the universe, but the movies themselves are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're so boring. I don't want to hear about the, like, diplomatic mumbo jumbo. It's just... Ugh.
Yeah.
And the racist. The
special effects are just.
Yeah, the special garbage. Effects don't work.
Yeah.
Even in
Except
the revamp.
For the Yoda fight.
Even that.
You know what? The Yoda fight is the best part of that movie. So.
No, it's the best part of Star Wars. It's the original trilogy by far.
Yes.
All right. My number two is Arrival.
Arrival. Oh my God. This movie's
amazing. I'm so excited.
It's really good. The story, I won't spoil it or anything, but it just makes you think.
Yeah,
it's a sci-fi movie that makes you think. And I like it a lot.
I mean, it's a very different vibe from most movies, and the cinematography on it is breathtakingly good.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, it's kind of...
I wasn't expecting it to hold this high up for a while, but it's doing it. It's really stunning the way it looks.
Yeah. It's a really, really good sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and really covers the whole fact that we really don't understand how we're going to interact with aliens.
Yeah.
Like, we can, that there's just, like, levels of the fact that, like, alien life is so, ironically saying, alien to us.
Yeah.
And that, like, we are not going to be able to understand it.
Yeah.
And that's so captured perfectly in it.
It's I don't, whether it's going to become a sort of classic,
it's going to be an Oscar. It's going to be Oscar baity. It's not going to win Best Picture.
No. And it's, but I don't know if it's going to be, like, even become a classic. I don't know.
No, it won't be.
I can't tell.
I don't think it's not, I wouldn't say it's that.
It's not really benchmark enough.
It's not rewatchable like The Martian is. Like, The Martian, I mean, most people won't like Arrival. It's super slow and it's but it is a film junkie and a, like, literary, like, really well written, just really good movie. And but it'll be forgotten in a few years, or it won't be forgotten, but it won't be like I'm sure people will still be watching Interstellar and The Martian like 10 years from now.
Interstellar is in my top 3.
I rewatched it. It's so good. I disagree with people who think it's bad.
It's not bad.
It's really good, but it could have been better.
Yeah, okay.
In terms of how it was shot, it was beautiful. It's like the best looking movie I've ever seen.
And music.
I love and the music's the best music I've ever seen.
It's
well, that's heard. Cool. You can see music.
Whoa, right?
I smell shapes.
I'm on another
You
level.
Smell like square. You taste like red. The way it gives homage to you're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and back to Animatronic Dinosaurs.
You forgot again.
Yeah, no, we did not forget, because it is exactly 1 p.m.
No, but did you do that at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I did at the beginning of the show.
Oh, we have to do it every hour?
Yes, we have to do it every hour. It pays so much homage to 2001.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen 2001 yet. So.
Oh my god, what the heck? If you think about it, 2001's ending is just as confusing as the ending to Interstellar.
Don't say anything. Spoilers.
All right.
I'm going to be expecting to be confused. All right, what's your number 2?
You should be. My number 2 is one that's not on either of your lists, but should be because it's so good.
Emoji Movie.
just leave. Leave.
All right, what else?
It was The Conjuring 2. Oh, my
scary movie.
God. Not on my list. The Conjuring is, I think, in terms of scariness, my favorite scary movie. And then this came out, and now this is my favorite scary movie. It is the most incredibly epic and terrifying scary movie. It holds up even on Blu-ray. It is really, really scary.
Yep.
James Wan knows how to do jump scares. He knows how to do tension. He knows how to shoot something that looks crazy scary. The lighting's insane. And it's 2.5 hours long and picks up in the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
If even. It picks up in 5 minutes. And the fact that he manages to execute that and hold you, it doesn't feel like a 2.5 hour long movie. It feels like it's an hour long because it's so fast-paced and scary. And it just gets right out of there and it explores like different... I mean, it doesn't go really deep, but I long for a really scary movie. Something that scares me because ever since like I started getting into horror movies, things don't scare me anymore. Stuff like that. And The Conjuring 2 just toppled the list of the scariest thing I've seen.
Okay.
I was more excited for Lights Out and that got dropped super low on my list because it wasn't scary. Like compared to this, like this is just, it is such a masterpiece of horror and it is one of the ones I will be watching for so long. And you don't even need to see the first one to watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm psyched for Conjuring 3.
Yeah. Before we do our number one, do we want to do anything? Talk about year events?
Yeah. Let's talk about the year. Nah, we're not doing the Oscars till next year.
Yeah.
It's been a weird year. There's been some really, really good stuff and some really bad stuff.
Yep.
Blockbusters have been lacking.
I think this is a great year for Marvel. Not so good
for DC.
DC, yeah.
Oh,
and it wasn't even Marvel's best
poor
year.
Poor DC.
Yeah.
I think Marvel's starting to feel...
What were the three movies that came out this year?
Only two. Civil War and Doctor Strange.
No, and Deadpool.
Deadpool's a
Fox. I mean, it's not MCU, but it's still...
Yeah, I mean, I think that... and then Apocalypse. Which was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Apocalypse is boring. I fell asleep during it.
I still liked it, but...
Those are like... I mean, Marvel was solid this year. I think it was very, very solid. But DC, it crapped the bed. Wow. Batman v Superman. Whew.
Yeah.
And Suicide Squad. Both movies... Well, now, Batman v Superman's trailer was lackluster and spoiled parts of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Suicide Squad's trailer was great, and it just failed. And it makes me so worried about Wonder Woman, because that trailer is amazing.
Yes, yeah. I've seen that show. That got me excited for it.
And then Jason Bourne looked great. Not a good movie.
Didn't see it.
Ninja Turtles 2, lackluster. Now You See Me 2, not good. Legend of Tarzan was weird. Finding Dory was disappointing, but I expected that. Blair Witch was not good. Neighbors 2 was fine. It was a weird year. Star Trek Beyond didn't hit me as well as it could have. Hail Caesar's a Coen Brothers movie. It should have been incredible. And it was fine.
Did you like it? What do you think about it?
I was really disappointed. I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But it just wasn't up to par with a lot of
what I loved. Yeah. I loved where it was and what it was doing, but I think the story wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ten Cloverfield. And I think indies really hit it well, as we will talk about in our number ones.
Mm-hmm.
Indies with Swiss Army Man and with The Monster... The Witch is a great movie. It is one that, like, You guys are like, it's not jumpy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just chilling. It's one of those ones. And that one pissed me off too, because I'm sitting in the theater with Matt, our other co-host, who will be back next year, and it's like made my skin crawl and stuff like this. And this is like, I'm like having an incredible experience. And we get up and the guy in front of us gets up and goes, "Well, that sucked." And I'm just sitting there like, you're what's wrong with the horror industry. You're exactly what's wrong with the horror. You complain about movies like The Forest, think, oh, the jump scare, blah, blah, blah. And then you see this and think it's bad. This was incredible. It didn't need a jump scare to make you scared. It just did. It just scared you. And that bugs me a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, those people aren't real horror fans.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, then Green Room, great.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
That's brutal to watch. I
see the Green Room, yeah.
It's brutal. It's not scary, really, but it is so, like you just feel kind of gross after watching it. Mm-hmm. Don't Breathe. It was a good year for horror, a very good year for horror. And I think there was a lot of the movies I thought was going to suck ended up being mediocrely okay. Like, I enjoyed them, but I can't say they were great. And then a lot of the other, like Ghostbusters, I really enjoyed it, but it's not a great movie, and it doesn't live up to the original. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates should have been terrible, but it was good.
Yeah.
Pete's Dragon was very good, but it wasn't like.
Are you just going through your whole list?
No, I'm just saying, like, these are ones like that were like they were good, but they weren't like, we weren't expecting these to be good at all.
Yeah.
Central Intelligence, we weren't expecting to be good, but it was good.
Yeah.
And then Purge Election Year, I thought was so much fun, but it's not a good movie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then these movies that we were expecting to be good, like Finding Dory, Jason Bourne, Suicide Squad, just did not deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Year of bad sequel. Also, summer summer was so disappointing.
Summer was really bad.
Like, the fact that Civil War was the best movie of the summer and it opened the summer?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right,
let's hit number ones.
Quick, before we do,
yes,
we just gotta say, like, shout out to Alan Rickman.
We did a memorial show for him last year.
Okay.
Yeah. We do that.
Okay.
We recognize when very important people in our and we're gonna do that on our Oscar show too.
Yeah.
That'll be fun next year.
Let's do.
Oh, Janels hasn't been here for the Oscar picks. That's a fun one. Last year, me and Matt debated had like a competition to see who'd get the Oscars right. We both did not. He predicted Best Picture. I didn't. But I always thought it was going to go to Revenant.
Revenant, yeah.
Mm. Ended up going to Spotlight. He got me on that one. But then, like, I mean, what? Mad Max swept all of the technical categories.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, we'll be doing that again. I mean, next year's going to be really fun. We'll talk about it at the end of this. But, yeah, let's hit number ones.
Number one. Let's just say it just on three.
No. We're just going to go around. Alex, what was your number one?
My number one. It was the only one that I'm like, yes, this deserved to be in my top five, and that's Hell or High Water.
Oh my God, I wish I saw it.
You haven't seen Hell or High Water?
I have not.
It is by a huge margin my number one. Absolutely loved it.
I haven't seen it yet. I feel bad.
Might, even after my winter break binge of movies, might still be at number one. Absolutely loved it. Yep. Did it perfectly, perfectly directed, perfectly paced. Perfectly acted. I cannot think of a single thing that I was like, wow, I wish they did this differently.
Yeah, this makes me sad because that Matt's not here, because Matt could totally talk that with you, and we're just sitting here like, well, we missed that.
98% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, also another indie movie that opened,
absolutely,
that didn't open like perfectly, and then opened and people saw it. I'm planning on seeing that soon, because it's now available for rental, so I think I'm gonna see it on the plane ride home. But yeah, that's
highly recommend.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't be surprised if that broke my 10. Like, I mean, Rogue One's gonna be in there, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
It makes me sad. It's like, I can't do this. We'll talk about changes in the top 10 next semester. Number one.
Can you guess?
Am I gonna have to kill you for your number one?
Maybe.
What is it?
Angry Birds. No, I'm kidding.
Doctor Strange. Yeah. I respect it.
And I would it have been so high on my list if I wasn't such a huge Marvel person in the whole cinematic universe and that one scene in it? Probably not. But it was beautiful. I think it's the most beautiful Marvel movie so far, and that gave it something. It was amazing in 3D. I'm going to go see it in 3D. I didn't see it in 3D this time.
I saw it 3D. It's good.
And it's just beautiful. And Tilda Swinton is amazing.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch
is Doctor Strange. The acting, the choices were So on point, and it's just universe building.
And it was so much different from all of the other like Marvel origin stories. Like people say, oh, it's a Marvel origin story. And yeah, okay, it plays off the same beats, but it is nothing like another Marvel movie.
Yeah, yeah. And it's standalone.
Yeah, which is great. It is totally standalone. It doesn't, I mean, it sort of uses a Skybeam. Doesn't really use a Skybeam. And it does end in a totally different way than
most. The ending was
No spoiling yet.
Good. No, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not gonna go, but
have you seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
That's on my winter break list.
It's good. It's you're going to really love
the
good.
Ending.
Yeah.
The ending is...
It's like... It was really enjoyable. I was like... I was not expecting it to be as good as it should have been. And it was... Yeah. Cumberbatch is awesome.
He's Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he is.
And Rachel McAdams.
She's good.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's really weird.
But I like weird movies.
It's... Yeah.
All right, I'm dropping my number one. I don't think either of you saw it. Sing Street.
No, of course.
Oh, my God. I love Sing Street. It is like the feel-good movie of the year, as well as one of the best coming-of-age movies I've ever seen. Had some of the greatest soundtracks of a movie I've seen in a long time. Acting was stellar. It is one of the best. Like I was so sad I didn't get a chance to see this in theaters because I had a chance to when I was in Germany. But it's so fun. And it's a movie I saw with my parents, and it's just such an enjoyable film about somebody becoming themselves and understanding what their place is with music, because it's set in the 80s, and it's about this kid who has to move to a new high school because his parents don't have enough money. And when he's there, it's an all-boys school, and he's just getting like bullied all the time. He sees this girl. He's like, I'm going to impress this girl. And so he walks up, and he's like, hey, I'm in a band, and we're shooting a music video. Do you want to be in it? He does not have a band. And so he has to get a band together to impress this girl. And it's about it's about like brotherhood. It's about all of this stuff. And it's perfect. It's going to make you emotional. It's just so well done. The music on top of that, the music's just phenomenal. Yeah. And you can watch it on Netflix right now.
You really?
Okay. Yeah.
That might be my afternoon.
Yeah. It's so enjoyable. And I would like solid. I can't say I'd solid put it one. Two and like, Conjuring 2 is. Okay. Is contends one. I don't know if, especially I need to still, like I said, I just need to see Moonlight, La La Land, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Manchester by the Sea. Mm-hmm. Like, we have not seen the Oscar baits yet.
Yeah.
Manchester by the Sea. What are the other ones that are out right now?
Loving. Moana.
No.
Like good ones out? Oh.
Yeah, good movies that are out.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies that are out, we have to close out the show because we've been running a long time. I did not prep for closing out the show yet, so let's look at the new releases coming out.
Top 10 of the year grossing. So
top. No. We're not doing grossing yet. We're not doing grossing. We will do that. Okay. But let's talk about movies opening this week. Getting its wide release is Nocturnal Animals, a movie I am dying to see.
Yeah.
This looks incredible. It's a story about this it's like couple, and this guy writes a book that's like a slam of his ex, and it just looks incredible. It is Tom Ford at his finest, and it's this weird storytelling.
Yeah,
Jake Gyllenhaal. I love Jake Gyllenhaal and everything he's been in. Nightcrawler is such a
Source Code.
Source Code's great. So, Donnie Darko, him just starting in that. He is such a good actor, and I'm psyched to see him in this. Also opening. Actually, this was last week technically. This recent week. It was Office Christmas Party open. All right, coming soon. Here we go. Collateral Beauty. A movie that looks awful.
What?
Collateral looks off.
It looks good.
What, Will Smith meeting with a bunch of people, Universal, oh, God, it looks terrible.
It looks really good.
It looks terrible.
No, he's wrong. It looks good.
That looks really bad.
I'm hoping for good things.
But it's okay. No one's going to actually see it.
I'm going to see it.
You know why no one's gonna see it?
Because something else is being released.
Star Wars Rogue One comes out next weekend. I think that is going to blow away the rest of the year.
Is it gonna break the records?
No, it won't. It's not gonna be anywhere near as Force Awakens, because Force Awakens is a cultural phenomenon.
No, I'm talking about like for opening weekend
won't.
For the year. What about for the year?
Nope. For the year?
For the year, I think it was Batman Superman.
I think it's going to break this year.
Mm-hmm.
No, Batman Superman didn't open at the highest.
Wasn't Civil War?
Civil War was.
I don't know about opening, actually. No.
We'll dive into that. We're going to skip the Blu-ray releases for the week, because I'm pretty sure nothing good Blu-ray-wise is coming out this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check that. Never mind. Actually, we have a huge selection of Blu-rays coming out. Hmm. We are getting Suicide Squad.
Okay.
We
are getting extended or not?
Extended, nice. Which I heard was terrible and did not add anything. Ben-Hur, Bridget Jones's Baby, Morgan, Florence Foster Jenkins, and Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Miss Children Peregrine's all nice. Drop on like the 13th, it. As well as the Mad Max collection, which I won from a Schmoes No competition.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
How many people won it?
Just me.
What?
Yeah.
You went on the show or what happened?
No, I didn't go on the show, but I won it in a contest from that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I'm going to get the Mad Congrats, Max man. The Mad Max Chrome collection or whatever.
That's dope.
So I'm like, that's awesome. But yeah, that's the 13th. Because this is the last week, we'll talk about other Blu-rays. 31's dropping, Storks is dropping, Magnificent 7 and Sully drop on the 20th.
Great.
Snowden drops on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
VOD, I'm not talking about. Actually, dropping in Blu-ray, I think, this weekend, I'm going to see instantly, is Train to Busan. It's a zombie... Like a zombie looks like World War Z got mixed with Snowpiercer.
Ooh, I like both of those movies.
So that looks good. And it's I think it's a Korean film.
Cool.
And I think they already even greenlit a American remake, because you know America remakes does a great job on all American remakes.
Yeah.
So let's do box office. I'll pull the box office mojo up.
I got it.
I'm just surprised.
For worldwide 2016. No,
let me do it.
No, I want to do that.
No, it's my job. Doing weekend.
Okay.
All right. Opening number one, not a surprise, holding this number one spot is Moana.
Moana.
Okay. 18.8 million. Falling right behind it is Office Christmas Party with 17.5. Falling right behind that is Fantastic Beasts at 10.7.
Mm-hmm.
Still in the top five, Arrival in place four at 5.6. Nice. Still in holding number five, Doctor Strange at 4.6. We got La La Land opened in five theaters and made $855,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is nuts.
That's solid.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah.
Anything, other fun movies that are still somehow in theaters? Secret Life of Pets in its 23rd week made $86,000. Wow. I think Finding Dory is finally out of theaters. Hey, good job. Nothing crazy opening theaters like Pet. Pet was a movie that came out, I think, as the lowest grossing movie of the year, which is a very funny thing. Yeah,
it's so sad.
Well, okay, it made money on VOD, but Pet opened in one theater and made $70.
Wow.
And its opening gross was 63. That means that one person saw it after its opening weekend. And that was it. They showed it for an entire week and only one person went.
And there's like trailers and
imagine
stuff.
If you're just like, oh yeah, my movie grossed 70.
Wow.
$70. 70 million? No, $70.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's an interesting story. All right, we're going to talk about
what's kind of funny is it is a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes with 10 reviews.
Well, because it's a VOD. People VOD'd it.
Okay. I was like, 10 people, that's $70.
Yeah. Those 10 critics went and saw it in the one theater that it was playing in. All right. So, wow. I'm looking at domestic gross.
I'm looking at yearly.
Yeah, well, yearly domestic gross.
Yearly
worldwide. All right. Well, Alex, we're going to quiz you. What do you think is the number one highest grossing movie of the year?
Wait, are domestic? We doing worldwide or domestic?
Domestic.
All right. We'll do domestic.
Civil War.
Wrong. Beating out Civil War by under $80 million was Finding Dory.
Really? Worldwide.
And worldwide broke $1 billion. Which
worldwide is obviously Civil War. Yeah. Okay. And number two is Finding Dory. Okay. So these guys switched.
Another, Civil War hit two with $408 million. Ironically, both of those did not get halfway to what Force Awakens did.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Force Awakens got $960 million.
Domestic.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Secret Life of Pets ranked in three. Why?
That Why? Movie
was yeah. bad.
That's number Why five would you see that over worldwide? Zootopia?
Yeah, well, Zootopia dropped in at six.
Okay,
Zootopia
but still.
Zootopia made over $1 billion worldwide.
Crazy situation. Deadpool, number five, the fifth highest grossing movie. For an R-rated movie.
That's very impressive.
That does not happen. I believe it is the highest grossing R-rated movie ever.
Yeah.
No, that's Passion of the Christ.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's
still became the second. Yeah,
that
second.
Makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No R-rated comic book adaptation. I just want to see all-time R-rated. So we're just enjoying looking at the ridiculous box office. Okay, let's compare it to the X. Deadpool is the highest grossing X-Men movie.
Oh.
By $100 million.
Wow. Solid.
It's also the highest grossing comic book adaptation. by a long shot.
Really?
Yeah. It is the one of the highest grossing whatever. Yeah, but Deadpool, what a weird situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the second highest R-rated movie domestic. That's beat awesome. Out by Passion of the Christ. Yeah. By $7 million.
I don't even know what that movie is, but
it's
the Mel Gibson one.
Yeah, it's Mel Gibson. Doesn't it have Willem Dafoe? No, that's Martin Scorsese to a Christ movie with Willem Dafoe in it. But
I remember the South Park about Passion of the Christ. I don't remember the actual movie Passion of the Christ.
So yeah, Josh just sent me the yearly you'll like this. Zootopia beat out Secret Life of Pets in the worldwide. Yeah.
Good.
It went Civil War, Finding Dory, Zootopia, and then Jungle Book. Good job, Jungle Book.
Zootopia actually highest grossing animated film ever not based on anything. So Finding Dory. Along with Finding Dory, it's one of two films to beat the 1 billion mark.
Really? But,
yeah.
I thought Frozen broke it.
Frozen in the same year.
Finding Dory is the highest grossing animated movie of all time.
Yeah.
Domestically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Followed by Shrek 2, Toy Story 3, and then Frozen.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we were talking this in the show about how I don't think that Moana is going to beat out Frozen at all.
No.
I don't think it has a chance.
No.
Yeah, we're looking at, The Mermaid, My Renew, a movie that was released, had a tiny release in America, is the 11th highest movie ever this year.
Yeah.
Actually, it's an Asian movie?
The Mermaid is the highest grossing film ever in China and the first film ever to earn over $500 million without a wide North American release.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
I mean, but hey, you want to talk about superhero fatigue. Captain America was the number one highest. Batman v Superman was the sixth highest. Deadpool was the seventh. Suicide Squad was the eighth. Doctor Strange was the 10th. X-Men Apocalypse was the 12th. I mean, we can say they're superhero fatigue, but they were the top.
They're still getting...
All of them were in the highest grossing.
Yeah. Batman Superman, shout out to it. Biggest worldwide opening weekend ever with $422.5 million.
This was a year for animated movies. Like, that's something that we should, like, take into account, that three animated movies... two broke a billion. Mm-hmm. One hit 800. Hit 870 million. That's pretty nuts that we've had this, because that's usually superhero movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, we're not gonna. There's no way that this is gonna compare. Oh, to and last
shout out,
year.
Shout out to Warcraft. Highest grossing. Highest grossing video game adaptation.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
I think the video game adaptations are a strange phenomenon, because they all suck.
They do.
They don't all.
Yes.
Not Angry Birds.
Yeah, no, Angry Birds very much sucks.
No.
Yeah, I know all the video game movies. I mean, Mortal Kombat, people are like, oh, Mortal Kombat is the best video game movie. Yeah, it is, but like, it's not good.
Still, Assassin's Creed could be good.
No.
I think it's going to be like Prince of Persia.
Yeah, I agree.
Prince of Persia was the
highest grossing before Warcraft.
That doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, Prince of Persia was not good. I hated the ending to that so much. Just say thanks for coming on the show, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome always to be on next year. We're totally down to bring you on as like another co-host, so we can have a four-person team. It'll be nuts and so many people talking.
Crazy.
And the top five lists are going to take forever. Also,
we're only going to be able to do top fives.
We are looking actually to expand this to a two-hour-long show next year. I'm going to be in talks with the radio station to do that. We're gonna have four people on the show suddenly if we keep Alex.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna have a lot of talks. And it's gonna be a little more structured. We're gonna keep segments. We're gonna keep doing the top five segments. We're gonna keep the news reaction with Josh Nolan resection. I love that. We are cutting trailer reactions because they weren't getting enough buzz. We are looking to do that. We may even like branch out and have new shows. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, Animatronic Dinosaurs going to next year is gonna be a big deal. Thank you guys so much for keeping with us for the entire last year.
Yeah.
It has been a crazy year. 2016 will be the year that this show started, and it was a big deal that we got this out. And finally, we are Lafayette's premier movie talk
number
show.
Number one movie show.
Also the only movie show.
And Lafayette. Also the number one movie show.
And the number one movie show. And thank you guys for sticking with us for the last year. It's been a very, very fun year, and we're going to see you next year as soon as we possibly can. Hopefully, we'll have a much earlier start. Yeah. But look forward to next year. We're going to talk about Sundance, talk about Oscars, we're going to talk about Rogue One. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys in 2017.